And then I think they just say she stopped.
They're just trying to prolong it.
Yeah. Well, I think they should stop. All right. And then June 1st, Snow White and the Huntsman, which is the darker version of this.
Which has Kristen Stewart, Chris Hemsworthy.
And Kristen Stewart.
And I said Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart
and Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
As the evil queen.
I think she's like an awesome evil queen. I just like...
I wish I had black hair though, not blonde.
It looks really interesting.
I want to see it so bad.
I freaked out when the trailer came out. I was like, yeah. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, I really want to see that. The other one is Prometheus.
Prometheus,
June 18th.
June 8th. Don't know what that is.
I watched the trailer. I did not understand it. All I know is that they're trying to save humanity or something, and they somehow end up bringing destruction on humanity.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Also, June 8th is Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
It's a kid-friendly movie. I mean that.
Madagascar is funny. I even laugh because it's funny, but, like,
I would rather
just see it on DVD, not on theater.
Well, I think you have to have a summer movie for kids.
That's true.
So, why not, Madagascar, woo! You know, half the time, kids don't even know where Madagascar is. They're like, it's a place?
I think it's just, like, made up.
And they're like, where is it? They're forgotten. Oh, it's always in South America.
No.
Okay, the next one is The Rock of Ages, June 15th, which has a lot of really cool people.
It does. I'm not even going to name, because it's just a lot. Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
Diego... I don't know if... He goes by two different names. Diego Monti or Gonzalez. So I don't know which one to call him.
I think it's Monti.
Yeah. And then, of course, Tom Cruise.
And Catherine Jones, yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot. There's even a bigger list out there, but I don't know. It was like a lot of things.
It's based off the musical. It was filmed in Miami where...
We're from.
So everybody knows to know the locations.
It looks really good. And it's a musical.
Mm-hmm.
So, people who like musicals are obviously going to go see it more than people.
It's very rock and roll.
Yeah.
The next one is Brave by Disney.
No, it's by Pixar.
Disney is owned by Pixar.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Pixar is owned by Disney.
How come I always think they're two different companies?
No.
And Brave comes out June 22nd.
It's pretty much about a girl. I don't want to get it confused. If it's Scotland or Ireland. I mean, I don't know which.
I think it's Scotland.
Yeah, I think it's Scotland, too.
It sounds like Scotland, so.
And she's pretty much just a girl, a princess who,
she has to marry.
She has to marry whoever wins the game, but she wants to play the games, too, I think. And
she goes on, like, adventures.
She wants to be independent, and yes, she can't.
It looks nice. It looks funny.
It looks interesting. It's the first time Disney has a redhead.
I know.
No, wait. No.
No.
Little Mermaid.
Ariel was.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, but she said that.
Second girl.
Whoops. Okay. The next one is Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Okay, this looks interesting. So
much. Same day, June 22nd.
Yeah, and... I think, Abraham, people are like, oh, it's Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe. No, don't touch him. No, he
doesn't. I don't know what the fascination with Abraham Lincoln is.
I think he's cool.
I don't know what the heck,
if I can be a president, I'll probably be it. Probably Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's just been making a big deal. Everything's been coming out about him, and I'm like...
I think it would be cool.
There's nothing fascinating about him.
But think about it.
He got shot in the head at a theater.
A vampire did it.
A vampire did it, yeah.
Edward Cullen
was a vampire.
No, yeah. No, but I think it's interesting, and I really want to see it.
People who
it looks
really
like
cool.
That kind of stuff.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, next one is G.I. Joe
Retaliation,
June 29th. Okay, this one looks interesting. I think for sequels, I'm kind of... This one's okay. This one's like, okay.
This one you're okay. You're anticipating.
But I don't know if they kill off everybody that was in the first movie.
I know, because I didn't see anyone from the past movie that was in it.
Except that the guy. That's it.
Channing's in the beginning. I didn't even see him in the
rest. I hope he doesn't die.
I hope he doesn't die either. If he does, then I'm not going to watch it.
Don't go to sleep.
Oh, my God. This most anticipated ones for women.
The chick flick.
This is a chick flick.
It's Magic Mike.
It comes out on June 29th.
Pretty much, it's about Channing Tatum's real life, him being a stripper at the age of 18, 19, in a strip club. What was it? No, it wasn't. It was a Chippendales kind of club, and...
His adventure.
And he said it's a little bit exaggerated adventure as a Chippendales dancer, along with, oh my god, the cast is amazing. I'm like jumping from subject to subject, but it was the cast. Oh my god. Ladies, you're going to be
This is totally a chick flick. A total chick flick.
Oh my god. It has Channing Tatum, Matt Bomer, Alex Prettyfer.
It's even got Fluffy.
Enrique Iglesias.
Which is
Fluffy.
a comedian.
Not
the singer.
The guy from CSI Miami, Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
oh my god.
It's just a long list of hot guys.
Yeah.
So if you're a guy, make sure your girlfriend goes sees it.
The guy from True Blood, Joe Manganiello.
Oh, wow.
My god, he is amazing.
This is just a chick flick.
I just can't wait.
I'm excited. Just a bunch of men walking around with shirts.
I think we might have a girls' night out with them.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, the next one is also another anticipated movie
as well.
It is The Amazing Spider-Man, July 3rd.
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about this one.
I don't know either.
Because you're kind of redoing it. Redoing Spider-Man.
I was like, how many times have they redone Spider-Man since I've been alive?
Twice.
Well, there's three times if you call Broadway.
Broadway the musical.
They even did Spider-Man as a Broadway musical. Who the heck does that?
But I don't know. It looks interesting.
I mean, I want to see because Emma Stone's in it and that guy is in it.
Alex Garfield?
Yep.
Andrew.
Andrew Garfield.
Sorry, my bad. The next one is another anticipated one. The Dark Knight Rises. July 20th. I don't know. I get confused between the second one and the first one. So, like, for this one, it's kind of weird. For me. I don't know. I mean, it has Catwoman as,
Anne Hathaway.
So, I don't know. I might watch it.
I don't know.
I don't really know much about it.
I'm kind of, it's Spider-Man, again. Like, okay. I'm not really interested.
The next one is Total Recall.
August 3rd.
We keep saying it at the same time.
I don't know. It's a remake of the, I think, 1980s with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But this one has Colin Farrell and Jessica Biel and Kate Beckinsale. So
I don't even know what the last one is.
I don't even remember. I remember watching it as a kid and I was terrified. I'm like, oh my god,
future. I don't know what that is.
So I don't really know about that one. But anyway. Next one is The Bourne Legacy. August 11th. Okay, this looks interesting.
You know more about these last few than I do. Because yeah. I have not looked at it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I like it.
I was so tired of Bourne Legacy.
Yeah, I think there were so many that everybody's like, oh.
Their titles are so the same, like, I would get them confused.
Yeah.
Bourne Supremacy. I'm like, what in the world is this?
Okay, the next one is I'm always saying this wrong.
The Expendables 2.
Expendables 2, August 17th.
Such a guy movie.
It's such a guy movie, but I would totally watch it.
Like, it's good, but it's just, like, action all the time. Like, it's nonstop. Well,
look at the cast. You have Gene Von Clam and, what's his name?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bruce Willis and
Rocky. No. I don't know what his name is.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
And,
who else is in him?